Delaware U.S. Senator Tom Carper is very familiar with what it takes to represent one of the smallest states in the nation. Now he's renewing his push for the creation of another small state, the District of Columbia. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more.
Carper's been leading the Senate charge for D.C. statehood over the past decade. He says it's long past due to correct an issue of basic fairness.
Every day we work in the shadow of our capital, a beacon for democracy around the world, and yet an historic injustice still prevails. There are nearly 700,000 Americans who call the District of Columbia home, and they do not have a voting representative in either chamber of the Congress.
In November 2016, residents approved a referendum setting up the framework to become the 51st state. That vote set the boundaries for the state and its name, Washington Douglas Commonwealth. In a narrowly split Congress, the idea of adding a new state that has overwhelmingly voted for Democrats is likely going to be a tough sell. D.C.'s two new senators would very likely both be Democrats, pushing the thin Senate balance more in the party's favor. Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.